This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
White House, the Senate, the House of Representatives, all under one-party control, should imply some kind of tax reform. Part of that, the corporate tax rate, 35%, but close to 40% at the top tier. Companies like to point out that the top rate is the third highest in the world after the United Arab Emirates and Chad. But note that elected officials can lower the corporate tax rate without actually lowering taxes for some or many companies. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell keeps a close watch on this and has been playing around with an alternative that has some fans in high places. Hi, Chris.
Hello, David.
So the headline tax rate for corporations, that may be coming down in this next Congress, but that's not the end of the story.
You know, businesses build their operations, particularly global businesses, around the tax code. I mean, they hire really smart people who figure out, well, we're not going to pay this statutory 35% rate that's charged here in the U.S. We're going to get it down to what? 0 to 10%? These are the numbers that I see with Apple, General Electric, Google. And so this notion of that's a standard in tax reform is you're going to lower the rate. And in order to lower the rate, you get rid of these deductions and credits, right? Well, what if you do that and the tax rate would actually go up for a lot of multinational corporations?
So there's that process, figuring out exactly what the bottom line taxes that these companies might pay under a reformed system. I just put air quotes around reformed. But when you lower taxes, if it does lower taxes, that, in fact, will lower what the government is bringing in.
Right. And we all have that suspicion about supply-side economics. I mean, yes, you're going to get something of a boost, but not enough of a boost to make up the gap. But, David, I have a radical solution.
Okay.
I say, let's impose a carbon tax.
But wait, a carbon tax in an administration where the possible Secretary of State is the CEO of ExxonMobil? When's that going to happen?
Okay, so this is the twist that is being underestimated. Rex Tillerson, head of ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil in 2009 was the first major oil company to come out in favor of a carbon tax. The reason why ExxonMobil wants a carbon tax is, look, it's a global company, and it needs a global stable regulatory environment. And it also recognizes the way the world is going. The world is going toward embracing sustainability. So I say, I think there is a possibility of shifting the terms of the conversation. We can drive down the corporate tax rate and at the same time, keep government revenue healthy.
All right. The Chris Farrell holiday wish list, apparently. Does this have a snowball's chance in Hades of becoming policy?
I do think it has a small snowball's chance. How's that?
All right. We'll see how it plays out. Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.